Yeah, it is started.
Hare Krishna. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Sriman Kutu Das Adhikari Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 6th Chapter, verse 14 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranamal Gurushu Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Before I hand our call to you, I would like to hand over call to Praveen Govind Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Praveen Govind Prabhuji, please accept the call, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, my Dhanvat pranams to all the devotees in the call. His Grace Kratu Maharaj is a disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He has been preaching all across the world. And Maharaj has disciples in India, America, Canada, and various other places around the world. Maharaj and Mata Amrita Kelly were initiated by Srila Prabhupada in Toronto in 1977. Following the most important instructions of Srila Prabhupada, Maharaj made spreading the teachings of Lord Chaitanya the prime aim of his life at a very early age. Despite receiving higher education and a job, Maharaj followed the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and started preaching around the globe, round the clock. He visited different countries every year and conducts bhakti retreats, bhajan sandhyas, kirtan melas, and other devotional activities. He is the author of the book Sadhu Sangha, which is a compilation of evidences where he proves from scriptures as well as his life experiences the importance of Vaishnava and devotees. Maharaj became a full-time devotee in ISKCON when Srila Prabhupada asked him one day, how much are you doing for your body and how much are you doing for your soul? Maharaj told him that he was an engineer. Srila Prabhupada instructed him, there are many engineers, you become a preacher. Hare Krishna, my Dhanvat pranams to Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Sriman Krutudas Adhikari Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranamal Vishnu Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narotamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiret Nasta Praeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam Skand 5 Chapter Number, what is the chapter? Anyway, Slok Sankhya 14, text number 14.
Yes, Prabhupada.
Aho nuvanso yasa savadata prayavrato yatra puman purana kutavatara purusha sadhya chachara dharmam yad karma hetum. Translation. translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Oh, what shall I say of the dynasty of Priyavrat, which is pure and very much celebrated? In that dynasty, the Supreme Person, the original personality of Godhead, descended as an incarnation and executed religious principles that could free one from the results of fruitive activities. Purport. There are many dynasties in human society wherein Supreme Lord descends as an incarnation. Lord Krishna appeared in the Yadu dynasty, and Lord Ramchandra appeared in the Ikshvaku dynasty or Raghu dynasty. Similarly, Lord Vrishabhadev appeared in the dynasty of King Priyavrat. All these dynasties are very famous, and of them, the dynasty of Priyavrat is most famous. So very sweet and short purport. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Purukale Swayam Rukkada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vash Adigur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jayatam Surutau Pangur Mambandha Mathirgati. Masarvasya Padam Bhojo Sisirada Madana Mohana. Devya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimad Ratnagar Simhasanastho Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Krist Alibi Sivimanam Smarami. Siman Ras Rasarambi Vansi Vatatatastita Karshan Venu Swanair Gopi Gopinath Sriyastanaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha. Vrindaya Tulsi Devyai Priyai Keshavasya Vishnu Bhakti Padi Devi Satya Vrityaya Namo Namaha. Anant Koti Vaishnavand Ki Jai Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Translation. Oh, what shall I say of the dynasty of Priyavrat, which is pure and very much celebrated? In that dynasty, the Supreme Person, the original personality of Godhead, descended as an incarnation and executed religious principles that could free one from the results of fruitive activity. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshanyavadi Pachati Deshatarine. So actually the chapter is describing the transcendental activities of Lord Vrishabhadev. Vrishabhadev appeared in the dynasty of King Priyavrat. So King Priyavrat, in these particular words, King Priyavrat dynasty is very much glorified. Priyavrat Maharaj was a son of Manu, and Manu was a son of Lord Brahma. So Brahma being Prajapati, he wanted to increase the populace on this planet. So he's one of the Prajapati Brahmaji. So Brahmaji had a son called Manu, and Manu Maharaj had a son called Priyavrat, elder brother, and Uttanapath, his younger brother. But Maharaj Priyavrat was, right from beginning, a very exalted, pure devotee of Supreme Personality of God, it's Krishna. So he was instructed by Narada Muni that he should not get into all this maya jal of this material world, entanglement from this material world. In other words, not to marry and get into whims of mind. In this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami had questioned. Parikshit Maharaj had questioned Sukadeva Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami was answering that this entanglement in material world, the root cause of the entanglement is material mind. So he preached quite a bit about mind, and how even Saubari Muni, he got victim. He prayed victim to his mind, lusty desires. Mind is full of lusty desires, anchoring and lamentation. So not to trust mind. He says, so he preached to him about renunciation. Narada Muni preached him about renunciation. And that's why he did not want to get entangled in these worldly affairs, kingdom and queens and progeny and whatnot. And he wanted to head for the hills. He wanted to go to jungles and become like a mendicant, and not to trust his own mind. The mind is restless enemy if he is not engaged in Krishna's service. It becomes stumbling block to our spiritual progress. The very definition of mind, I have written one book called Realms of Mind, beautiful book. So in that I have defined the mind as a constant flow of thoughts. It's like a river. A river is a continuous constant flow of water. So a constant flow of thoughts is called mind. And these thoughts are created by contact of senses, material senses, with the sense object. That's where the thought is created. We have five knowledge acquiring senses: Aak, Kaan, Naak, Jeev, Tvacha. And these coincidences context the corresponding object of their like. You can hear properly or not? Why don't you put your phone from there? Yeah. So that is mind, a constant flow of thoughts, and the thoughts are created by the contact of senses with the sense object. And for example, the eyes are dwelling on some beautiful girl, then naturally the thoughts will be created. It may be pious thought or impious. But because the object of senses is in front of you, the thought will create. In a devotee, sadhu, whose eyes are contacting a beautiful girl, he will think about how he can impart Krishna consciousness onto her, and so forth. He will think about preaching, and if some materialist lusty desires will see a beautiful girl, he will think about how he can enjoy marry or whatever. So different thoughts are created by different personalities who have different level of understanding, different level of purified senses. So this is mind. Mind is a constant flow of thoughts, and thoughts are created by matras parsastu kamteya sitoshna sukha dukhada. Matras parsa, that the senses are contacting sense object, and by that the thoughts are created. Matras parsa. So then these thoughts are vigorously coming to our mind. The ears listening to pious, impious things and creates a thought, especially impious. And eyes create, contacting impious objects and creating thoughts, impious thoughts. And so is nose and tongue and skin. So this is five material senses are pulling a spirit soul in five different directions. And spirit soul becomes teared apart. Just like a example is given, a chariot is drawn by five horses in five directions. And the chariot will become total in tension. So the mind and senses are pulling in five directions. The mind becomes in tension. It becomes tense, and mind is pulled in five directions, and tension is created. So this is mind, beams of mind. So mind is a restless, always thinking, mostly of dirty things, mostly of sense gratification, mostly how to enjoy material sense object, material senses, and material object of the sense, wishing. But there's a constant flow of thought, is called mind. If our senses, if the senses are contacting pure objects, all five senses, then no tension is created, and then it is very purified thoughts comes to the mind, and mind remains peaceful. So the more vigorous thoughts comes to the mind, the more mind becomes polluted. It is compared in that book, Whims of Mind, that it is like a river. A river is a constant flow of water. Mind is a constant flow of thoughts. If the river in monsoon season is very vigorously flowing, then the water is muddy. So mind, if thoughts comes very vigorously from all senses, then mind becomes dirty, polluted. Just like river in monsoon season, very speedy and vigorous. And in the summer season, the river is very cool, flowing very slowly. The water is very crystal clear. You can see the bottom even. So because it is flowing very, very slowly, the water is very crystal clear. So similarly in mind, thought comes very, very slow, steady and pure. Then the mind becomes totally pure, transcendental. If the object of senses are transcendental, the mind becomes transcendental. Because it's a constant flow of thoughts. So, this mind has to be trained properly in Krishna consciousness. So that is what Maharaj Priyavrata was into. He did not want to get married and get into entanglement. So much kingdom, so many queens, so many sons. So he hid for the hills, meaning he wanted to be renunciate, no indulging in material life, marriage life. So then Lord Brahma, his grandfather, he comes and preaches to Maharaj Priyavrata that you should marry. Actually, Narad Muni preached to him. Narad Muni was his guru. And he preached to him how he should not get entangled in this material world. So he wanted to renounce. But Brahma, Manu, they wanted him to engage in kingdom, king, and grastasam. So Priyavat Maharaj, he is being a pure devotee, preached by Narad Muni. He was fixed consciousness, instant of Brahma. Brahma instructed him that even if you go to the jungle, here you will have one or two queens, you will have six queens in the jungle. Your six senses are the queen. You have to conquer them or you have to control them. You have to deal with these six senses. Six senses is five senses. Of knowledge acquiring senses, and sixth one is mind. So these are the wives. Tell them not to call right now. You will call again.
Yes, sir.
So unko bolo ki
call. Yes, yes, sir.
Bol diya.
Mahal ka number dala.
Okay.
Go officer group.
Okay. So. Even if you go to jungle and renounce everything, you still will have several courses.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandat Pranam Prabhuji, Guru Maharaj ki class chal rahi hai. Aap 6 baje ke baad call karna.
Okay. So If you go to the forest, then also you will have 6 wives with you. So no matter what you do, you will have to learn to deal with these wives here or there. So then Maharaj Priyavrat, after so much instruction coming from Manu Maharaj, as Brahmaji, his grandfather, he decided to get married. And he had 2 wives. From one wife, he had 10 sons. And from other wife, he had Angrindra, 3 sons, Angrindra and Raivat and Tamas. So these 3 sons of Maharaj Priyavrat were very exalted sons, and they became the Manvantar. Manvantar, 3 Manvantars are on their name also. So they are very exalted personality. And then on the other way, queen, he had 10 sons, and out of them, 7 became the renunciate. And 3 became sannyasi. Yes. Last 3 became sannyasi. So Mataji is helping me wonderfully. We are always, two bell of one cart going together, pulling together. Good. So Maharaj Priyavrat dynasty was very, very exalted dynasty. Just like Lord Rishabhadev was the incarnation of Krishna, and also Prithu Maharaj, who is also Satya Vishavatar of Krishna, they appeared in this dynasty. And this Raivat and all other 3 Manus, and so many good incarnations of Krishna took place. Even 9 Yogendra, we have seen into 11th canto, 9 Yogendra, Nabi Maharaj, he also appeared. So this King Rishabhadev, you already gone through his teachings to his 100 sons. Nayam deho deha bhajam nuloke kastan kaman arhati vidbhujami tapo divyam putra kayena suddhena asma brahma sukhyam tu anantam. That Nayam deho deha bhajam, Rishabhadev says, Nayam deho deha bhajam nuloke kastan kaman arati vidbhujami. That this material happiness is available to even vidbhujam. Vidbhujam matlab meaning that stool eating animals like hogs and dogs. So they get the same pleasure as human being. So what is the difference? Nayam deho deha bhajam nuloke. Yes. Kastan kamani rati bhujami tapo divyam putraka. So that's why, hey, my dear sons, please perform austerity. Tapasya, tapo dva, tapo. So tapo divyam putraka ena syubdhyena yasmad brahma sokhyam tu anantam, by which you will get the spiritual bliss, Brahma Sokhyam, spiritual bliss, Anantam, in unending spiritual bliss you will get. So please try to get into the spiritual tap, austerities. There are people, mostly the yogis are material austerities they perform. By performing material austerities, they do get some siddhis, like prapti siddhi, anima, lagima, Isita, Vasita, Vagirov, anyway. So, what is the use of these siddhis who can divert you from mainstream pure Krishna consciousness? And that's why Tapodivyam, you should engage yourself in the spiritual. Next, Luka. Next, Luka. So, one must engage in the spiritual activity. So, this is the teaching of Lord Rishabhadev, who is incarnation of Krishna. He says, you have gone through this, but it's very nice to hear it again. Mahat sevam dvaram ahur vimukte tamo dvaram yosita sangi sangam. He says that one must serve the exalted devotees, exalted personality of Godhead, exalted devotees of the Godhead. Mahat seva dvaram ahur vimukte. By serving pure devotees of the Lord, one can wide open the gateway to Guru Vrindavan, Madhseva, Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Paive Keva. Without serving the pure devotees, Vaishnavas, one cannot attain this kingdom of God. Mahat seva dvaram ahur vimukti. So, chadiya Vaishnava seva nistar paibe keva. Without serving devotees of the Lord, one cannot enter into the kingdom of God, Guru Vrindavan. Tandera Sarana Sevi, Tandera Charana Sevi, Bhakta Sannivas, Janame Janame Hoy, Ehi Abhilas. So we have to take quality association of pure devotees of the Lord. Pure devotees of the Lord are always there on our planets. But due to our contaminated eyes, mind, thinking, our consciousness is contaminated, existence is contaminated. We cannot recognize the pure devotees. Even today in ISKCON, there are many, 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 not 100, many pure devotees. We have to open our eyes, spiritualize our consciousness, elevate our consciousness. Then we can see these pure devotees whom we can render our transcendental loving devotional service. This is Mahat Seva Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. Rajobhi Sekam Vina Mahat Pad Rajobhi Sekam Rahugan Raja. Without smearing our body with the transcendental dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees, Vaishnavas, we cannot make any spiritual advancement, cannot enter into the spiritual world. Mahat seva dvaram ahau vimukte. So, kita janmahu yathatu yadas. Bahir Mukha Brahma Jarminahiyas. So Kita Janma into the home of your pure devotees. Why? So that I can serve them, or I can take the remnants, or I can behold them or be with them.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी दंड प्रणाम प्रभु जी गुरु महाराज की क्लास चल रही है आप 7:30 के बाद फोन करना
तो मत सेवा द्वारा आहुर विमुक्ते Tamodvaram Yosita Sangi Sangam. Yositas is stri. For stri, Purush. For Purush is stri. The lusty people. So Tamodvaram. Tamodvaram. Yosita Sangi Sangam. Tamodvaram. Yosita Sangi Sangam. So, Mahantante Samachitta Prashanta Vimanvaya Surguda Sadhavuye. So, very, very nice instruction that one has to serve the sadhu. And he further says, Nunam Pramatto Kurute Vikarmo Yat Pritaya Atmanuti. Na sadhu manye yat atmanoyam asanapicha asadiha. When a person considers sense gratification is the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living. Nunam pramattu. Nunam pramattu. Pramattu ho jaye. He becomes pramattu. Becomes mad after materialistic life. Nunam pramattu. Kurute vikarma. And then he engages in all scrupulous activities, all activities which are sinful. Nunam pramattu kurute vikarma. Ya pritaya atmanamti. So, to satisfy his own senses, he is always getting into these sinful activities. So, he is giving beautiful beautiful advice to his son, Rishabhadev. So we have to see how the dynasty of King Priyavrat is so pure and so exalted, Rishabhadev. Like Prabhupada says in the purport, that in his Ikshvaku dynasty, Raghu dynasty, Lord Ramchandra was born. And in Vusni dynasty, Yadu Rushni, Lord Krishna appeared. Similarly, in Maharaj Priyavrat dynasty, Rishabhadev, Raja Rishabhadev, king, and also Rishabhadev, and Prithu Maharaj, Nain Yogendra, in Nabi, and Rishabhadev married Jayanti, daughter of King Indra, and she gave birth to so many exalted 100 sons to Rishabhadev, and Rishabhadev is instructing those 100 sons here, and very beautiful dynasty of King Priyavrat. So in his kingdom, there was darkness, night. So to eradicate this...
Some places
there were night. So anyway, to illuminate whole earth globe, he had a big, huge chariot, and with his chariot, he made 7 island and 7 ocean. And even to protect Bharatvarsha, he had a Himalayan. So many mountains he created, Himalayan mountains, and the borderline to Bharatvarsha, Himalayan mountains, and all oceans around Bharatvarsha. And there was a beautiful kingdom in the reign of Priyavrat Maharaj. He ruled for so many upwards of years. So Parikshit Maharaj also asked this question how he was very much fixed in Krishna consciousness, did not want to get married. And still he got 2 wives, and why is that so? So,
and then he renounced again.
And then he renounced again. Yes. So, the answer to this question is that so many kings, they are very much renounced, but because of the instruction and order of superior, they have to engage themselves in married life. And yes, so but while carrying out the duty of king, he was always remaining Krishna conscious, like Amrish Maharaj and Yudhishthira Maharaj and Parikshit Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruv Maharaj, they ruled for so many millions of years, but without attachment to any material things, without attachment to the worldly things. They remained Krishna conscious, and they made their praja Krishna conscious, and that's how they rule for so many millions of years, by remaining detached from material life.
Nabi's first son was Bharat.
Nabi's
first
son
was Bharat.
Was Bharat. Yeah. So King Nabi had a first son, and that is Bharat Maharaj. Vrishabhadev had a first son, and that is elder son, Bharat Maharaj. So we know the story of Bharat Maharaj, how he ruled, and then he at the end gave up his kingdom, and then he became attached to the deer, and then he forgot Krishna consciousness, and so on and so forth. So in the name of Bharat Maharaj, this whole Bharatvarsh was named after that. And even today we use the word Bharat for India. So this is the story of all Krishna conscious kings. So the king has to be Krishna conscious, the administrator, and he has to be an advisory council, which is Brahminical Advisory Council. So this is a spiritual management. Spiritual management means the head of the state, and he is advised by Brahmanas, Vaishnavas special. And he takes advice of Vaishnavas. So this is spiritual management. And Prabhupada have similar kind of setup for ISKCON also. So we have to become totally Krishna conscious in this very life, control our mind, control our senses, and think that we are born. Actually, we are born in King Priyavrat, Priyavrat Maharaj's kingdom. We are in his kingdom, and we can narrow it down. We can blindfold ourselves in his kingdom, and not get affected by this onslaught of materialism, and remain Krishna conscious and go back to home, back to Godhead. This is the sloka for today. I will stop here. Any question? Otherwise, we can terminate the class. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Observation of Bhaktivinoda ki jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Beautiful class and very enlightening. I request a devotee. If anybody have any questions, please raise their hands. We can unmute for you.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat, Pranam, Guru Maharaj, all glories to Guru and Guranga. Maharaj, this is Manharini Devidasi from Houston, and it was a wonderful class. Thank you so much. It is Dwadashi here, so it was such a bliss to hear from you. My question is how to control the senses when we are still in material world and we are, you know, desperately trying to work our way through it. So, you know, all the three taps are still bothering us. So what is the best way?
The best way is we have to elevate our consciousness to Krishna consciousness. So the more you are Krishna conscious, and more you have fixed up yourself to ne and he, no and yes. So many things we have to say no. Many, many things we have to say no to that. And we have to become determined, nischayat, dairyat, utsah. So utsah and nischay. We have to have a very, very high level of enthusiasm to advance in Krishna consciousness. We have to throw away those things which not allow us to focus and elevate our selves to Krishna consciousness. Throw that into the garbage immediately, without questioning, nischay, strong determination. I don't want to do this anymore. And finish, stop. So that is nischay, strong determination. We have to say no to whatever nonsense is coming to our mind and senses and intelligence even. So we have to say no. We have to fix all these things ahead of time. Just resolve yourself. Make a resolution, write it down, and just say bye to that nonsense forever. Otherwise, Puna Musika Bhava, you become mouse again and again and again. So you have to fix your mind, and you have to determine yourself. Get determined. You have to strongly say no to many things. I'm not going to do this. Finished. So that is nischay, and then utsah. We have to show utmost enthusiasm. And enthusiasm comes from the association of those exalted devotees who are most enthusiastic, very enthusiastic. So association of enthusiastic, exalted personalities. So utsah, we have to have lots of utsah, enthusiasm. And then dhiraj, yes, I will make back to home, back. I will become pure devotee of Lord one day. But that one day will not be the next birth, this birth. You have to see your chart, whether I'm progressing towards pure Krishna consciousness day by day or not. So utsaham nishayat dairya tata tata karma pravartanate. Every single minute we have to keep hearing lectures, kirtan, keep hearing. You should not waste your time without hearing a single moment. We have to increase our attachment and increase our time period to hear. That's driving, you can hear. Taking bath, you can hear. By cooking, by cleaning pots, by mopping, you can hear. By driving, you can hear. While getting up, you can hear. While sleeping, you can keep hearing and turn off your machine when you wake up again. So you have to maximize hearing, and hearing should be quality hearing. Hear from pure Vaishnavas, especially Srila Prabhupada. One must hear Srila Prabhupada day in and day out. So utsaha nishya dhairya tatatata karma pravartanat sangati agat. We have to abandon the company of nonsense, because that wastes our time. It's wasting our time. The biggest nonsense nowadays is WhatsApp and Telegram and Facebook and you name it, YouTube. And if you are not using it nicely, properly, then you can go other side of the scale also on these gadgets. These gadgets can be used in Krishna consciousness. Very good asset, actually. We see that now we are on this gadget associating with so many people across the globe. But these gadgets can also go to the negative side. So we have to say nonsense to so many nonsense. So, dharya tata tata karma pravartana sangatya agade, abandon the company of non-devotees. Of course, in the family, if you have people, I'm not saying to you, but other family, so many families have so many restrictions also we have seen. So you have to do the best. Don't rock a boat within family so that it becomes totally uncomfortable and they throw you out of family or something. You have to keep balance there. But otherwise, throw away all nonsense, association, sangati aga sato rutte, and associate with previous Puruvarti Acharya, previous Acharyas. Sorry, I want to give time to other people also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. And one more, Mataji. Meena Mataji, you can go ahead, Mataji. Meena Mataji, are you there? In chat, one Mataji is asking question, Prabhuji. I will read that question. Meanwhile, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, a wonderful class. How can we reduce our attachment to material world and divert it towards Krishna from Jyoti Mayi Radhika?
I think it is the same question, a little reworded a little differently. So the same answer I would give. So please hear to that question, previous question, answer to previous question. Any other question, please? If not so, we can turn.
Yes, Prabhuji. Devotees, if nobody have any questions, we can end the call here. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you and we look forward to your association again and again in the future. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all assembled devotees. Panchakalpa Tarubhyah Kripa Sindhu Eva Cha Pasitanam Pavanubhyo Vaishnavyo Namaha. Antakota Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sriman Krutudasa Adhikari Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Thank you so much, Krishna Maharaj. Thank you so much,
Krishna Maharaj.
Thank you, everyone, for joining. Closing the call. Hare Krishna.